Here now to give us a sense of what it took to maneuver that landing is Joe Dionne. He's a commercial airline pilot, and he's a regular contributor here on Day to Day. And Joe, when you first heard about this emergency landing yesterday, what went through your head?
When I saw the pictures of the airplane in the water, it was striking to me. I mean, to see an airplane sitting in the water like that, realizing what must have gone on for that to get there like that. And to me, as a pilot, I think of inside the cockpit, inside that airplane, as a safe sort of cocoon. And suddenly it didn't look like that kind of place that I wanted to be. And I realized things went bad really quickly for this pilot. And he had to react really quickly to get it, you know, safely in the water like that.
And once he made that choice, could you talk us through what it takes to make a landing like that in the water?
Once a pilot decides he's going to put it in the water, he does not put the landing gear down. He does put flaps down so he can get the airplane slowed down, and he wants to glide it in. He keeps the engines running if he can so that you've got a little bit of controllability. And the idea is to just let it settle gently into the water. The pictures that I saw showed that it wasn't like choppy or wavy water. It looked relatively calm, so it would have been fairly easy to pick a direction. I think it was really just a question of reacting when he didn't have power, realizing where this airplane was going to go down and putting it safely in that water there.
Obviously, you can't land planes in the Hudson River every day, so how do pilots train for scenarios like this?
There is no real good training, I think, that's going to prepare a guy for what that captain did yesterday. His experience and many years of flying gave him, I think, a feel when he looked out the window and saw what he had to work with. He saw a runway in the distance that he knew, I think, instinctively he wasn't going to make. And he could see that the airplane was coming down at a certain rate. He knew it had to go in the water. And I don't think there really is training. I mean, we do train for lots of different events. And, of course, that pilot had military training. He had flown F-4s. In the military, you do a lot of emergency-type scenarios in the simulator, to include ditching. But then again, in the Air Force, you know, he would have had an ejection seat that he could have used. He didn't have 150 passengers to worry about behind him. So this was a different scenario, something I don't think any kind of training can prepare you for.
Joe, we've been hearing about birds, geese, as the possible cause of the engine failure yesterday. How big of a problem is that for planes in general?
Well, bird strikes happen relatively commonly, actually, and for the most part, they're going to be smaller birds. And normally, if a smaller bird goes through an engine, it'll reduce the amount of power that engine will produce, sort of like causing the engine to cough and sputter. I knew a captain who flew out of Orange County in Southern California, took off, and he said he hit an entire flock of birds, and that sounds like what might have happened over the Hudson. And in this case, he said both engines started coughing and sputtering, and neither one of them was producing power, and he put it straight back down on the runway. Of course, he had only just taken off at that point. If one or two birds hits, no problem, but a whole flock of birds, that'll take out both engines. If it just took out one engine, he could continue flying on one engine and make it to a runway and land safely.
Today, as pilots across the country are stepping into the cockpit, what do you think they're taking away from this experience, what happened yesterday?
I don't know. For me, I'm thinking I'm glad it wasn't me. And if it was, I would have hoped that I would have done as well as this guy did. Just the way a pilot is trained, you don't have time to react on an emotional level. You just have to make a quick decision. You know, he lost power. He had to look out the window and make a decision. And then he had to stick with that and not second-guess himself and make sure that he executed his decision flawlessly.
Joe Dionne is a commercial airline pilot, a podcaster, and a regular day-to-day contributor. You can hear more of his thoughts at flywithjoe.com. Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome. Thank you.